You don't mean to scare anyone. I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't mean to scare anyone.
No, but you've always been, like, really on top of organization, like, in all of your classes. And
yeah.
I think it has something to do with, you know, planning lessons in school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're used to that, but you've always been, like, you know.
But that's it. Just makes me feel
don't
like
blow her head up too much.
No, it just makes me feel a little bit more confident.
But on the same token, it's in the syllabus that Peter put together to have a 3-week binder and
yeah.
a journal
yeah.
and a notebook and you know so and some way to file and keep you know
yeah.
I'm assuming the file thing is to keep the articles that you're reading somehow organized. So I mean I think that what you offered was just some detail to how you organized. The system that he's already saying you really need to be able to be successful in this class.
And that was the thing is that I found through the course, you know, I'm organized, obviously, I know that now, but I found that, like, some of the things that I did, I may not have needed to do, that there were other things that were more helpful, so I was sort of able to streamline a little bit.
Can you talk a little bit more about the journal?
About my secret journal, my secret diary.
I mean, was that something you pretty much just kept on you?
Yeah, I kept
all day, every day, kind of.
Yeah, actually, it was like in my school bag a lot, and I didn't, you know, I would mostly. I was looking at it earlier today. Concept map rant. I would write down, you know, I would take notes using RefWorks, but then a lot of this is like the evolution of my governing question. Like I had certain terms that I felt like I needed to research. Like I did this whole, originally it was like this idea of teaching through global awareness and ended up evolving to something slightly different. But I found that when I was doing research, even slightly changing like the wording of what I was looking for would launch me into a whole different direction. So I realized that I needed to be very precise about the language I was using. So this sort of, there's a lot of different like evolutions of my questions and trying things out. In here. And then I have like various, like, I have a few different concept maps of how I wanted to organize things. Because I feel like I'm like a really obviously like linear person, and I couldn't be really linear. I had to allow myself to sort of entertain like, you know, various branches at once. So I would kind of jot things down in here.
So is the journal, like the content isn't graded or anything, it's just mostly for your own benefit?
Yeah,
just
it's not graded.
Write whatever you're feeling or
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I mean there were tons of things in here where I was like, you know, I'm not really doing too well this week, like I'm not really feeling too great about like whatever my question is or something, or I really need to like, you know, get on what I need to be doing. I think
you
you'll bring this.
You don't. He doesn't read or anything. But
oh, okay.
Well, how do you still have two different meetings with him?
You need more
time. Do we need more time?
Just 5 minutes.
Thank you.
So the journal is pretty much solely for your own benefit.
Yeah, absolutely for your own benefit.
Okay.
You know, I think I brought this to a meeting with him, and I just kind of said, you know, this is my journal. So he's, you know, he's not gonna. I don't think he's going to flip through it.
Did you find that composition book was enough? Was that everything in there from your research?
Yeah, yeah. This was enough for me as far as, like, what this was supposed to serve. Obviously, I did a lot of other writing that I ended up saving on my computer. But this was enough for just, like, the sort of more personal, like...
So how did you structure that? Did you say to yourself, I'm going to journal one day of the week?
No, no.
How'd you do it?
I just wrote down
whenever I felt like I had to...
say something.
And then basically you said this was helpful for at the end, because at the end it was a portion in here where we had to do the reflection.
But yeah, I would say
taking
like if you can definitely take a look at the taking stock, it's phase J, it's the last one. There's an example of, I think, Jeremy's like self-evaluations. It's so the other thing to remember is that there's phases and then there's assignments that are separate. And mostly there's an assignment for each phase, but sometimes there's more than one. But I felt like if I had looked at that sort of self-evaluation and made that more ongoing, I would have been able to, I just would have gotten more from it.
So
instead of at the end of semester being like, okay, well, like, how have I evolved as this type of, you know, person?
So when you're doing the assignment, you're keeping in mind the goal of the phase of the week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's really important, because otherwise you might just get bogged down. But no, I mean, I certainly don't mean to, like, scare anyone. those are just the things. And, you know, when I had this class, like Jeremy, some of you know Jeremy, and he kind of came to us and said something similar, and there were people in the class that were like, whoa, like, what is going on here? But they're just like some...
super organized.
Huh?
Like, yeah, I'm so organized. I got some tabs. And then when I get with the table of contents, and, like, the calendar and everything,
yeah.
I thought, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so in over my head. So
no, you're not. You're...
I don't think you sound scary.
Okay.
But it was just, that's why I wanted to know if it was your style is being organized.
Yeah, definitely my style.
So necessary.
And, yeah, definitely my style. But I think in some ways also sort of necessary. But, yeah, I think that you guys will discover if you're able to really pick something that you feel passionate about, that a lot of it doesn't necessarily feel like, oh, God, it's an assignment I have to do. You'll feel like, wow, this is a really, this is getting me deeper into whatever I was sort of thinking about before. Because, I mean, I was choosing something that was directly applicable to my teaching. And I felt like I was able to try things out in my classroom, and it was definitely something that most days I was thinking about it. And not in like a nagging way, but I would encounter something and I'd be like, hey, that sort of fits in here.
And is that what we're going to be coming up with tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the first night,
wow.
I think you'll do, Peter's got his carbon paper over there.
Do you need that?
In session exercises on your post investigation.
Okay.
Who do you want to reach? What do you want to convey to them? And first stab at governing question. And that was what I think that's what I had written about right afterwards in here. So I wrote a question out, and then I remember like a month later I looked at it and I was like, I was, like, so naive that first time class. Like, how silly of me. But there was definitely, like, a nugget of that first question that, like, carried over. I remember, too, you know, being like, wait a minute, I got to write something that's going to, like, define the rest of my semester. But, again, just allow yourself to change it and allow it to evolve.
Can I ask again?
Yeah.
Was I the only one in here who's not familiar with using Wiki?
No, I'm
just going to swear. Someone might want to give us a tutorial.
Jeremy?
Sure.
Yeah, and you'll discover, I mean, if you know how to use...
I'm sorry, Jeremy is the...
He's the techie.
If you know how to use Microsoft Word, like, you can use a wiki. It's just a website where once you have permission, you can, you know, make things bold and underline things and put links here. So
I
remember being like, what's a wiki space? But, you know, someone in the class sort of helped us, and then afterwards I was like, oh, it's like...
It is. It's like an online Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
Like, you can go in and change.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. Yeah.
And I found that, like, I don't know if you guys use Google Docs or if you have, like, you know, some sort of flash drive, but I felt like sometimes I was doing work at home, sometimes I was doing work on my school computer, sometimes I was here. So if you're going to use, like, Google Docs or if you want to use a wiki space to, like, keep track of all your stuff, that might be helpful.